seems to me, Saeed, that this system is, in essence, a way of plotting the psychological development of people and the culture, which is why it resembles somewhat Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And Memonomics further incorporates the cycling back and forth between individualistic and corporate or communal ways of seeing things as the life conditions continue to change. So it's essentially about the psychological and cultural evolution of our society and the dynamics that move that evolution. Is that a good description?
No, absolutely. You're right on with that, Mark. In a sense, what Graves developed, this value systems approach that Graves developed, is what he called a biopsychosocial system of the human experience. So it has its own unique psychology. Each level has its own unique psychology. Each level has its own unique biology and, of course, sociology. I really don't want to get too much into the theory to make things more complicated than they are. But as we emerge into a new level of existence, it is a social cultural psychology that has to exist with that new level of existence that is unique to that level. Otherwise, culture will experience arrested stages of development. Sometimes it will experience regression. This is really what we're dealing with now, Mark, is that the culture is ready to move on to the next level of existence, but our institutions are archaic. Wall Street wants to maintain, and investment bankers want to maintain where we are now. Our government at every level is out of touch with what the people want. And so you can't really use the psychology, the political philosophy, the institutions of the past to define the values of where we're heading. These things have to transition almost simultaneously. If anything, our institutions should be ahead of where culture is. And today, unfortunately, they're in a reverse order. Culture is ready to exit because of all the problems that we're having with the current economic system. Culture is ready to exit the current values, but our institutions, our politicians, and our business leaders are not. They're still tied to the old values, and that's where that polarization that we're experiencing comes from.